Ever wondered why some professionals seem to effortlessly climb the corporate ladder while others remain stuck despite working tirelessly? Patty Azzarello's rise offers a refreshing answer to this puzzle. As the youngest general manager in Hewlett-Packard's history at age 33, Azzarello discovered that career advancement isn't about working harder, it's about working differently. This book has become a secret weapon for ambitious professionals, with business leaders like Sheryl Sandberg citing its practical wisdom. Unlike many career guides that offer vague platitudes, Azzarello provides a concrete framework that has helped thousands break through career plateaus without sacrificing personal happiness. In a business landscape where 70% of American workers report feeling disengaged, her approach stands out by showing how to achieve extraordinary success while maintaining work-life balance, a combination many believe impossible until they implement her strategies. The unspoken rules of success aren't actually secret. They're just rarely shared in useful ways. After 25 years in executive leadership, Azzarello has distilled these insights into a three-part framework that creates a multiplier effect when implemented together. Do better means producing exceptional results by focusing on the right things in the right ways. It's about rising above your overwhelming tactical workload to identify and deliver the few most critical outcomes. While most people get buried in their daily tasks, successful professionals create systems that allow them to work on high-impact priorities. The marketing director who spent hours personally reviewing every client proposal was working hard but not doing better. When she created templates, checklists, and approval processes that freed her time while improving quality, she transformed from tactical worker to strategic leader. Look better involves making your work visible to people who matter. This isn't about self-promotion. It's about ensuring your contributions are understood and valued. Successful people communicate with key stakeholders in compelling ways that build credibility. One engineering manager delivered stellar results in his first year, cutting product development time in half while improving quality and team morale, but received no raise because nobody knows you. He had nailed do better, but completely missed look better, learning the hard way that great work alone isn't enough. Connect better means building a broad support base for yourself, your team, and your work. The most successful people get help from others through networks of mentors, partners, and supporters. They understand that as you advance, your focus needs to broaden, not deepen. When implemented together, these strategies create a powerful career acceleration system. Working hard won't help if no one sees your work. Creating visibility without results will backfire. You can't build a network without credibility, and you won't know how to use your network without focusing on critical business priorities. Before implementing any career advancement strategy, you must first create time for the extra activities that will propel you forward. If you're already maxed out with your current workload, you'll never advance. The harsh reality, no one but you has any motivation to make you less busy. Your team, boss, and colleagues all benefit from your tireless output. If you're overwhelmed by your current job, you're not ready for a bigger one. The most successful people weren't given more time to be strategic. They figured out how to make time anyway. As a leader, you're expected to handle an overwhelming workload without being overwhelmed. That's the job. Many resist this idea because they fear that not appearing super busy will make others question their commitment. They worry that taking time to think will make others think they aren't doing anything. This mindset keeps them trapped. The solution starts with giving yourself permission to be less busy. Remember, delivering work is not the same as adding value. In entry-level positions, your value is tied directly to time spent working. But as a manager, your value comes from outcomes you create. Taking an hour to walk and returning with an idea that improves team efficiency by 20% adds more value than staying busy with tactical activities. Staying busy might deliver output, but doesn't necessarily create valuable outcomes. Effective leaders have mastered a useful kind of selfishness and laziness. They think, I can't keep working like this. I need to find a way to change this to be happier. And this is too hard. We need the results, so I need to find an easier way. Getting great results with less work is at the core of effective leadership. Just because you can work tirelessly doesn't mean you should. Having something important competing for your time helps break the cycle of overwork. When health issues limited Azzarello's working hours, she was forced to find ways to do higher value work in less time. This liability became an advantage. While peers stayed overbusy, she was forced to work at a higher level of value with built-in time to think. Here's one of the biggest executive secrets that is lived out in broad daylight. Highly successful people don't do everything. They drop balls, disappoint people, but maintain ruthless focus on what they care about most. They're not doing a complete job, they're doing those few things that make the biggest business impact and doing them very well. This ability isn't granted by status or permission. These people weren't less busy or constrained than others. They took risks and worked it out. Your job as a leader isn't to deliver work when everything aligns perfectly. It's to get the most important stuff done despite everything trying to kill you. The most successful leaders fend off endless demands and accomplish critical tasks regardless of obstacles. Ruthless priorities are those few things that have a bigger impact on the business than anything else and must get done no matter what. Being ruthless means elevating truly critical work above merely important work. For everything else, you must tolerate some risk-taking. Taking longer, doing it lower quality, or with less completeness. When you genuinely succeed at things with the biggest business impact, you'll be forgiven for what you don't get done. Like the COO who intentionally delayed infrastructure projects to focus on a nationwide point-of-sale system that would drive new revenue. He took risks, said no often, and created success where it counted most. The math is simple. If you spread your energy across 100 things, you'll never do as well as someone focusing 2/3 of their time on just 3 things. You won't get everything done anyway, so instead of failing to do 30% of your work, intentionally fail to do 40% and score a huge win on something with real impact. To implement ruthless priorities effectively, 1. Identify what matters most to the business. 2. Choose your priorities based on business impact. 3. Focus on what you are doing, not what you're not doing. 4. Ratify priorities with your boss. 5. Assign less than 100% of your time. 6. Resist pressures that put priorities at risk. 7. Over-communicate until you're sick of talking about your priorities. 8. Create a new social norm around priorities. 9. Finish things. 10. Recognize achievements. You don't even need to pick exactly the right priorities. Getting big things done is so powerful that you'll get smarter as you go. Completion helps you see around corners and test the impact of your work. To be a great manager, you must fundamentally want to rise above the detailed work. Each promotion isn't just a different title and pay scale, it's an entirely different job, requiring a new mindset and skill set. Your value proposition shifts dramatically from personally delivering work to developing strategy, growing people, and building high-performing teams that can achieve results far beyond what you could accomplish alone. The transition from individual contributor to leader is particularly challenging because your source of value changes completely. As an individual worker, your worth came from doing excellent work, mastering technical knowledge, managing intricate details, and completing complex tasks with precision. As a leader, you must learn to associate your value with higher-level management activities. Setting direction, removing obstacles, coaching others, and creating an environment where teams can thrive. A common trap many new leaders fall into is clinging to their expert status. They feel compelled to maintain technical superiority and believe they need to be as knowledgeable or more knowledgeable than their team to maintain credibility and respect. This often leads to working excessive hours trying to stay on top of all the details while simultaneously handling leadership responsibilities. However, attempting to know everything your people know about the work will actually impede your success and limit your team's growth. Your role isn't to be the smartest person in the room, it's to bring out the best in others. Each step up the leadership ladder requires letting go of more content and technical detail. Think of stepping up as stepping out of the weeds and deliberately pushing more responsibility and decision-making authority down to the level below you. Your team wants and needs you to be an effective leader more than they need another technical expert competing with them for hands-on work. Working at the right level means transforming from working in the business to working on the business. As a leader operating at the appropriate level, you should focus on building comprehensive strategic plans that drive game-changing opportunities and long-term success, clarifying and communicating ruthless priorities that align team efforts, ensuring strategic alignment across functions and departments, assessing and improving organizational fitness and culture, creating robust systems for execution, measurement, and accountability, developing talent through coaching, mentoring, and growth opportunities, improving communication channels and information flow, building valuable connections outside your organization to bring in new perspectives, removing obstacles that prevent your team from performing optimally, and creating succession plans and developing future leaders. Working at the right level ultimately means making your team more capable and autonomous. Success isn't just about meeting current commitments, it's about building sustainable capacity for the future. If, after a year, your team is reliably delivering all commitments but still operating at the same capacity as when you started, you failed as a leader. While you may have effectively managed the work, you haven't added long-term value by increasing individual capabilities or team capacity. True leadership success is measured by how well your team performs in your absence and their increased ability to handle greater challenges and responsibilities over time. Delegating isn't merely assigning work. It's about building value in your team. Most managers resist delegating because they don't trust others to deliver quality work, fear losing control, or think teaching takes too much time. But this approach is unsustainable. The math is simple. With 10 people working for you, you'll create far more value by developing those 10 to deliver at your level than by adding yourself as one more person working at their level. Don't think of delegating as merely offloading work. It's about ensuring the highest value work happens at the right levels. Your role is delivering business outcomes by developing people who can step up, making them more valuable while freeing yourself to become more valuable too. To delegate effectively, 1. Resist temptation. Don't do the work yourself. 2. Get over any guilt about delegating. 3. Don't cover for poor work. Develop your team instead. 4. Don't kill your planned hires by doing their work yourself. 5. Keep ownership of the outcome without micromanaging. 6. Get comfortable with delegation by setting clear outcomes. 7. Measure and inspect progress. 8. Always be teaching. When delegation fails, determine whether the issue lies with the employee's skills or your delegation approach. View delegation as a teaching opportunity to make your team more capable. Don't assume others know what you know. Share your process, evaluation criteria, and what right looks like. If your team members remain incapable of delivering good work despite teaching and support, it's your responsibility to replace them. The most competent leaders address low performers and build teams that can handle the work, freeing themselves to focus on strategic responsibilities. When you can't delegate to a person, delegate to a process. Identify repetitive, reactive work that consumes your time and create systems to streamline it. Creating efficient systems not only gets work done, but positions you as a strategic leader who builds business value. Trust has concrete business value, accelerating execution and improving results. Research shows that high-trust organizations are 2 to 3 times more productive and experience 40% less burnout. In organizational environments, there's no neutral state with trust. You're either actively building it or losing it. A high-trust environment creates speed and competitive advantage by reducing friction in decision-making and enabling faster execution of initiatives. When employees trust you, they demonstrate measurably different behaviors. They work harder, move faster without second-guessing, worry less about job security, and bring more emotional commitment. Studies indicate trusted employees are 76% more engaged and 50% more productive. When you trust employees, they become more motivated, require less supervision, and develop into higher performers, often exceeding expectations and taking on additional responsibilities voluntarily. Trust begins with authenticity, being a genuine, whole person who shares values, struggles, and personal connection to the business. This means acknowledging mistakes, showing vulnerability when appropriate, and maintaining consistency between words and actions. People immediately recognize leaders being true to themselves, often within the first few interactions. Authentic leaders inspire trust. Inauthentic ones destroy it before they begin, as employees can detect manufactured personas and rehearsed corporate speak. Regular communication about what's happening in the business builds tremendous trust. This includes sharing updates about deals won, projects completed, new hires, competitive moves, and key priorities. The consistent rhythm of updates from leadership matters even more than the content itself. Weekly team meetings, monthly business reviews, and quarterly town halls create predictability and transparency. Even when there's little new information, maintaining these touchpoints reinforces reliability. Direct honesty builds trust during challenges, particularly during difficult times. Speak in plain language about concerns. Say, "You're probably worried about losing your job," rather than using corporate euphemisms like organizational restructuring. Answer tough questions directly, acknowledge difficulties, and let people express worries. This straightforward approach, while sometimes uncomfortable, builds credibility and respect. Ignoring poor performers destroys trust with your entire team. Everyone sees what you're doing or not doing to manage performance. High performers particularly notice when underperformance goes unaddressed, as it directly impacts their work and team dynamics. Treating high and low performers equally is unfair and creates multiple problems. High performers lose motivation, the team sees you're not serious about performance, productivity decreases, and overall capability diminishes. Studies show that failing to address poor performance can reduce team productivity by up to 30%. Without consequences, your words have no meaning. When someone doesn't deliver or follow rules, you must address it promptly and fairly. Holding people accountable builds trust. Looking the other way destroys it. This includes following through on both positive and negative consequences, recognizing and rewarding strong performance while addressing underperformance through clear feedback, performance improvement plans, or, when necessary, termination. Consistency in enforcement is crucial. Selective enforcement erodes trust faster than having no standards at all. Talented people often feel invisible and unappreciated despite doing outstanding work. The issue isn't management's fault, but rather a lack of credibility and relevance. To get your input valued, you must establish yourself deliberately. Good work doesn't stand on its own. Without personal credibility, everything becomes harder, slower, and more frustrating. You waste time and burn career capital because you never get enough credit for your contributions. Credibility gives you both time and trust advantages, helping you accomplish more, move faster, avoid endless questioning, attract talent, secure funding, and get the best projects. The most important factor in building credibility is ensuring your work is highly relevant to the business. You must connect the dots between what you do and what matters to the company. Always focus on business outcomes, not just work activities. General managers focus on business outcomes. To build credibility, understand what the CEO is worried about and align your work with key initiatives, priority markets, and critical customer needs. No matter your level, putting business outcomes at the center of your thinking makes you relevant. To bridge the gap between your work and what others care about, be a translator. Use your outside voice when communicating beyond your function. Interview stakeholders to learn what they care about and the exact words they use, then organize your proposals using only their terms describing their initiatives. Merely doing your job well keeps you from getting fired. Standing out requires adding value beyond your job description. Build credibility by generating revenue. Nothing builds credibility faster. Improving productivity. Being the voice from outside the company. Developing talent. Innovating in processes, not just products. Building credibility feels like extra work you shouldn't need to do, but your results will get lost and your career will stall without it. You must demonstrate why your results matter and connect the dots for people. If you're advancing in your career, feeling occasionally unqualified or uncertain is normal and indicates you're on the right path. When facing these moments, you can either pretend everything's fine, risking failure, or seek help, enabling success. The most successful people actively seek assistance. There are two crucial kinds of help you need: mentors to guide you, and an extra team to help you get more work done. Both are essential for career advancement. Mentors provide multiple benefits. They challenge you to step up and learn things you might otherwise miss. They help you learn the job before you're in it. They connect you with people you might not otherwise access. They provide air cover during reorganizations or downsizings. They offer a safe place to admit, "I have no idea what I'm doing." Seek mentors who work at a larger scope or geographic range, those who are 2 to 3 career stages ahead of you, someone 10 to 15 years older who can be a career advocate, talented peers in other parts of the business, and people who do your job in different industries. Don't be too selective. The more mentors, the better. Engage at least 10 smart people informally each year. Recruit one formal mentor as a career advocate every 1 to 3 years, and ensure you have at least 3 business advisors you can speak with regularly. Beyond mentors, successful executives build informal extra teams of people who charge to their aid faster than most people could type an email explaining the situation. When opportunities or crises arise, people from all over the company work on it without hesitation. To get extra people working for you requires influence and impact that extends beyond yourself and your team. This requires personal investment in people over time. Make genuine connections with people at lower levels. Listen to their ideas. They see important things you don't because they're closer to the work and customers. One of the biggest factors in promoting people to high-level positions is how much support they have. The higher you go, the more you need others' support. Success becomes less about what you can do yourself and more about what you accomplish through others. Success isn't about your next job, house, or trip. It's about what will make you feel good looking back 20 years from now. Real success is personal, not what others expect from you. Many struggle to define what success means to them without concrete goals like becoming a CEO or accumulating specific wealth. Think broadly about what you want to make true in your life. Do you want adventures? To pass values to your children? Spend time in nature? Work with brilliant people? Your true desired outcome must be authentic to you, not what you're supposed to want or what others think you should do. This concept matters because career plans rarely work as expected. It's impossible to map out precise steps over decades. However, establishing a clear desired outcome provides a reference point for evaluating whether your current activities are building toward or detracting from your ultimate goals. Inherent conflict exists between career ambitions and life enjoyment. Whether you want a significant career while spending time with family or simply dislike your work but need income, these tensions lead to constant questioning. Am I doing the right thing? Having a defined desired outcome won't magically eliminate the need for income or create more time, but it allows purposeful decisions and trade-offs. This approach reduces stress and helps you make better judgments about time investments while avoiding jobs that don't serve your goals. Balance simply doesn't work, particularly for ambitious people. You will inevitably work hard and focus on your career at the expense of other aspects of life at times. The key insight is that if your work makes you miserable, you won't be good to your family. And if your family is making you miserable, you won't be good at work. The only way forward is to get incrementally better at both. Think of work and life as mutually reinforcing rather than competing forces. Career success, coupled with family unhappiness, creates constant stress, guilt, and energy drain that prevents you from optimizing your career. There's a much bigger difference between doing nothing and doing something small than between doing something small and something big. When you completely zero out important aspects of life, it feels terrible. Even small actions, a weekend getaway instead of world travel, 15 minutes of quiet time in your car, can prevent that feeling of complete deprivation. Part of your job is preventing burnout. As you improve at work, you'll accomplish more in less time with less effort, creating space for life outside work. Take responsibility for making time for the things that will make you successful, including improving your home life. Companies understand they get more from employees who are happy outside of work.